We're in Mark's Gospel, chapter 6. Earlier, we talked about how Jesus was rejected at Nazareth, and then they talk in chapter 6 and how he sent out the 12 apostles. This week, we're looking at Mark chapter 6, verses 14 through 29. This is about the death of John the Baptist. Hear God's word. Herod, Pontius, the king, soon heard about Jesus, because people everywhere were talking about him. Some were saying, "This must be John the Baptist come back to life again. That is why he does miracles." Others thought Jesus was an ancient prophet Elijah. Still others thought that he was a prophet like the other great prophets of the past. When Herod heard about Jesus, he said, "John, the man that I beheaded, has come back from the dead." For Herod had sent out soldiers to arrest and imprison John as a favor to Herodias. She had been his brother Philip's wife, but Herod had married her. John kept telling Herod, "It's illegal for you to marry your brother's wife." Herodias was enraged and wanted John killed as a revenge. But without Herod's approval, she was powerless. And Herod respected John, knowing that he was a good and holy man, so he kept him under protection. Herod was disturbed whenever he talked about John, but even so, he liked to listen to him. Herodias' chance finally came. It was Herod's birthday, and he gave her a party for his palace aides, army officers, and the leading citizens of Galilee. Then his daughter, also named Herodias, came in and performed a dance that greatly pleased them all. "Ask me for anything," the kid said to the girl, "and I will give it to you." Then he promised, "I will give whatever you ask up to half of my kingdom." She went out and asked her mother, "What should I ask for?" Her mother told her, "Ask for John the Baptist's head." So the girl hurried back to the king and told him, "I want the head of John the Baptist right now on a tray." Well, then the king was very sorry, but he had been embarrassed and to break his oath in front of his guests. So he sent the executioner to the prison and cut off John's head and bring it to him. The soldier beheaded John in prison, brought his head on a tray and gave it to the girl, who took it to her mother. When John's disciples heard what had happened, they came for his body and buried it in a tomb. May God add his blessings to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of his holy and precious word.